Help us keep the shows flowing to your ears. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com, click on the Support Our Work tab, and show us a little bit of love. Welcome to the Child Care Buyer and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. They're alive. In studio, Lisa Murphy.
I'm back.
Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
And E.T. is back with us. Hey, E.T.
Hey.
We missed a whole day of podcasting because the sick attacked. Yesterday morning, I got a message from the Lisa Murphy saying that there was some stuff going on, and she was going back to bed. And then hours later, she emerged from the Lisa Murphy suite here at the Johnson Intergalactic headquarters. Ooh. And she looked like...
It sounds like a place E.T. would be. So,
you know, if you took one of those little chihuahua dogs that... The almost bald ones, but they got the poofy hair on the top of them.
Oh, the tongue hanging out.
Yeah, and their tongue hanging out of the corner of their mouth. If you took one of those and you held it underwater, you waterboarded it.
Oh, I look like a waterboarded chihuahua.
Yeah, yeah. With the Zika.
With the Zika. And Ebola.
And the plague. Ebola. Yeah, yeah. So
the plague Ebola Zika virus.
Lisa didn't look very good. And it was kind of like, I think I'll be ready to go in an hour.
It's like you may be, but we don't want you around. Go, leave us.
And then an hour later, I got a message saying, maybe at 11 o'clock. And I said, if you got to be sick, be sick. And then we didn't hear from Lisa Murphy again.
Till like five.
For about 8 hours.
And then I went downstairs and said, hey, I'm feeling a little bit better. And I lasted, 30 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm going back to bed. And it was very frustrating.
Well, yeah.
I left ginger ale at the outside her door, just kind of knocked.
With a glass of water, with an ice. It was so sweet.
I sent her a picture. I didn't even knock.
So I woke up from my stupor, and I saw this picture of, like, this is outside your door. And my first thought was, I hope the ice is still in it.
No, I refreshed it. It kept melting. I refreshed it three times.
Oh, sweet. And it was very fancy. It was very fancy ginger ale. It was really good.
I only got you that kind because I got my that same brand had ginger beer, and I wanted to try an excuse to try it out.
Yeah, it was really good. So it was really good.
You just got the good ginger ale because I wanted the good ginger beer.
Oh, I thought it was because I was Lisa fucking Murphy.
No. We're past that.
It was so fancy. I walked by and I thought it was
when you're sick,
Saki.
You don't get to be Lisa fucking Murphy.
Yeah, Tiffany thought it was Saki.
I was like, wow, she's got an interesting sick routine. All right.
I hate Saki.
And so speaking of sick, any good? I thought,
do you know what? Let me tell you. So I knew I was sick before I texted these fine folks. So I was laying in bed hoping it would maybe just be like a little bit of a thing. And after I realized it wasn't, I was like, we got to do a podcast about Maslow. Seriously, like that's where my brain went. Like right now, all I can think of is my body, right? And how crappy I feel. And I'm like, but I want to talk about how this is so important. If you woke up like this and somebody asked you to like give the fine points of your dissertation analysis, I'd be like, it doesn't matter.
No,
like nothing matters. No. Nothing at all matters.
I'm feeling my pores at the moment.
My hair's growing. Yeah. I can feel it.
What's the point though between, this ain't much of a thing. I'm not going to feel good, but I'm going to make it through it to, oh my God.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you because there have been times when it's like, you know what? I can make it through this. This is cool. Yesterday, I couldn't even think about anything other than managing my bodily functions. And I was very conscious. This sounds so heady and cerebral, but I was very conscious of how much energy it was taking just to keep my shit together.
Well, too, when you were thinking that, if, I mean, it's like, nope, I'm just going to stay in bed. I can't do anything. Is it because you knew you didn't actually have to do something that day too, the environment?
I think honestly, probably that's why my body decided to
really just go in full mode, go, we're going to hit you 100%.
Yeah, like now you don't need to worry. We'll know, you won't hear from us again for another 18 months, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But I mean, I knew Zoe could be the backup for cook and dinner, but I mean, I was worried about that. I like had this 20 minute bit of energy where I was able to think about stuff other than my body. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, who's going to cook dinner?
They'll starve without me.
There's only 40 gallons of soup, 3 different varieties. and then I passed out and that was it.
And so some of the things people were eating yesterday, you would have slapped it out of their hands. Rowan gets up and she's eating whatever kind of freaky new kicks they have.
Berry cereal.
Berry Kicks have been around a while, man.
I'm old. We've established, that's a well-established theme of the podcast, that I'm old and out of touch. And so she's eating the gross-smelling, gross-looking kicks that when they fall on the floor, they roll all over the damn place. And then Tiffany's like, oh, well, that looks good. And then Josie's like, oh, kicks.
And we just had normal kicks also, which the girls were happy about.
All the young people are eating kicks. And I'm thinking, oh, Lisa Murphy would not tolerate that.
Well, in their defense, there wasn't really any backstocked breakfast choices. There really was only lunch and dinner backstock choices.
Cold chili works for me for breakfast.
Oh, well.
It works for everybody else. And so
I'm
the
fine
whole,
with a banana, so.
The whole sick thing.
I need 12 breakfasts these days, so. any breakfast presented will do.
I thought maybe we might have some good sick experience from back in our program days and maybe sick advice. Because the way you felt, now imagine being a 3-year-old
and feeling a
quarter that bad, mm-hmm. and being shipped off to preschool because mom and dad have to get to work. And you can't call in.
So you dope me up on the Tylenol.
Yeah. They got that telltale little drip on their shirt. And their breath smells like
death.
Orange flavored or cherry Tylenol.
Oh, you
cherry
can just
Tylenol.
Look at them and go,
they're like
oh, their
green
eyes.
And peaked.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she hasn't had a fever since yesterday.
And then you wonder why they bit Sally.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I could have bit somebody
before
yesterday.
Going to bed, but she's okay now. No, she's not. Look at your child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I think the Maslow jumped in my head was just how, as an adult, I was hyper aware of the fact that, you know, I can't do anything right now other than maintain my own self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to have had anybody need anything from me yesterday, or even I was thinking about like moms, dads, stay at home parents who wake up feeling like that and maybe have 3 or 4 things they've got to deal with. My God, that my heart was like bursting with empathy yesterday.
Oh, that's how you know Lisa Murphy's sick. Her heart burst with empathy.
And then it went back to normal. And
Another 18 months, she'll feel the same way again.
I woke up this morning at like 6:15 and I went, okay, I'm ready to, I'm rested. Watch out.
How soon can we start potting again?
Like, are those girls still sleeping?
I told her around 8 should be okay, you know?
And so before we started recording this one, we were talking about what should being puked on by a sick child be part of the orientation process for
Amen.
New staff.
Well, and then I shared with them my first day of teaching, I got thrown up on.
Tell us the whole story.
Oh my gosh. And then a week later got thrown up on again, but let's see.
Same kid?
Different kid. It was back before we fed kids decent food. This was at a center. And so they had, you know, 3 pounds of goldfish crackers and some kind of nasty ass red juice. And I was reading a story after snack.
What flavor's that? Red.
Exactly.
Stainworthy.
It might have been my first day of like teaching, but as the oldest of 5, I know what the puke face, the
yes.
pre-puke look looks like. So I'm reading. He's next to me and I'm like, Oh God. And 2 seconds later, I was just blah, with this horrible mix of orange, chunky redness.
Chunky. That's always lovely when you hear about throw up. Chunky.
And then that kid, I don't know if he was sick or if it was just too much, lunch. And then a couple weeks later, it was like a pumpkin pie we had made. And I think it was the consistency. You know, I don't think they were really sick. I think they didn't like the texture and it just came out.
Yeah.
I used to love it when some of the teachers, it was written in the policy that if they throw up, then they have to get the phone call and go home. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't explained any more than that. So the teachers who didn't want certain kids, there were kids who were, they'd spin them crazy on the tire swing. And then the kid would throw up, and then they'd go in and say, well, David threw up, so he has to go home. And I'm like, you're full of shit. And this is even before I knew better, right? And I'm like, he's not sick.
We got to role play that. We're teachers that want to get rid of David.
You and I?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You're both on the same team this time. Yeah.
Hey, I don't have to be, I already took my shower. Ooh, and that was a needed shower.
I bet.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
David's really getting under my skin today. Can we pull Operation Spin again?
Oh, it's been a while. We probably can get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. David.
So when we go outside,
we go outside. Okay. Yeah. Hey, David. David, we're gonna go outside. Do you want to get pushed? Do you want to get pushed on the tire swing again?
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Oh, he was biting again this morning. Little fucker just drives me crazy. You want to push first or me?
I'll push first.
Okay, come on, David. Let's go out. Hop on the swing.
Here we go. Hold on. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wow, that was quick.
Wow.
Dang. Usually it took a couple rotations back the other way.
Maybe you're sick this time.
Usually we got to push David 25 minutes. That's why it takes the two of us. But.
Okay.
I'll call.
Maybe he's really sick.
Yeah. I'll call his mom.
Okay.
And that's how you get rid of David. And now this is going to. Don't, listeners.
Don't do this.
On a serious note, please don't do this. Unless.
There's no unless.
Oh, come on. I mean, no, for the child's safety. I mean, if there's that kid and your choices are spinning them on the swing until they throw up so you can send them home, or whacking them in the head with a 2x4, spin them on the swing. That's all I'm saying.
Geez.
I mean,
bleak choices there.
Well, that's just the reality in the world.
So I think you got to know the difference. I mean, come on. I mean, you don't need to be in the. I mean, I don't think you should have to be in the field for too long before you can tell if somebody's throwing up because they're sick or they're having too much fun. Exactly, like birthday party throw up. You have, back in the day when you could still bring cookies and cupcakes and all that, the kids would nosh like crazy. Somebody would inevitably throw up at nap time. That kid is not sick and does not need to go home.
Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but there's people around this table who I've seen at the point where they're throwing up from too much fun and not needing
you didn't call my mom. I'm sorry, Laura. You need to come
do
pick
not
Lisa.
Call my mom.
You have to come pick Lisa up from podcast week.
Oh,
that would be hilarious.
It's birthday night with Rochester in Rochester with Lisa Murphy, Mrs. Tasha's mom.
That was a good birthday.
Oh. Yeah, it was a good birthday.
Herman says hi, by the way.
Oh, he was so sweet. I still have his shirt. I should dig it out and put it on.
Send him a picture.
In case you're living in Rochester and New York and listening, go check out Skylark and say hello to Herman.
There you go.
He'll mix you a good drink and autograph a t-shirt for you.
Here.
Bring your own Sharpie.
So, okay. So
which we did. We're like, yes, I know.
Yes, I had hers, of course.
We're anti making kids quote unquote sick on purpose. You ever have the situation where the sick kid? I mean, you have the system worked out with the parent. Okay, she's not really feeling good today. I don't know if she keep her home, but I got to show up for work, and so call me in 30 minutes.
Oh that yeah, thing, I had one parent at our center days. She goes, I'm sorry, I have to go to work. We've done this before with her and stuff. She goes, let me get to work, give me a call, and I'll come right back and get my kids.
So the I don't kid think would I've just, ever had that.
Yeah, the kid would just sit in my office. She warned me ahead of time. And I knew for her to keep her job,
she had to make an appearance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the work reality for families, mm-hmm. because some companies are, what's the word? Dicks.
Or, that is the word.
Vaginas. I don't want to be sexist. They're dicks or vaginas. Yes.
No, I'm scrolling my brain while you're thinking.
Is that your scroll?
Yeah, I am.
Lisa's tapping her nose while she's scrolling through her brain.
It used to be this, but this felt more. I didn't have to sit up as straight. No, I'm just kind of scrolling back through things. Like yesterday, like, I could have probably gotten up and pushed through it, but then I'm thinking all these other people are in the house. Like, that's a big thing for me. Like, if I get sick, nobody gets paid. That's the thing at the office, mm-hmm. right? So if you're coming to work at some martyrness, like, I can do this, like, I'll send you home.
Oh.
You know, I don't want the funk. I don't want the germs. If you're not feeling good, get out of here. Don't.
All you can do is prop yourself up in the corner and feel.
No.
A warm body for the day? No.
So yesterday, I mean, I that's why I just stayed in the room all day. You know, I didn't want to give this to anybody in case it was something catching. And then at first I was hoping it was food poisoning, but then I didn't hear anybody else throwing up. So I couldn't blame it on that.
And if we all got food poisoning, would we blame it on the cook then?
Or no, we blame it on the store.
Okay. We would have blamed Lisa the cook.
Lisa already worked that one out. And so how did you ever do the thing where, I mean, if it's a thing and you know everybody's going to get it, do you need to be so?
About the adults or the kids?
About the kids.
Here's the thing. If they're on the floor, like curled up in the fetal position, and I'm able to keep them somewhat comfortable, but there are times, then, you know, I might fudge the 101, 101.5 fever criteria to go home. But if we're at a point where I'm not able to give you that extra bit of whatever you might need to start getting better, you could have no fever and be in that state where you just need to be somewhere where there's not 18 other kids mm-hmm. around you.
Yeah.
So I would usually use the kid. I mean, I would respect the policy, right?
Yeah.
And I would also say, what is this kid? If they're falling asleep in the beanbag and they're oblivious to the day, I'd just assume let them sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they're just walking around in zombie mode because they can't get comfortable and they're screaming and crying and disrupting then the whole room.
Gallons.
Not disrupting in a, you know what I mean by that, but like now everybody's distracted by the fact that he needs a quiet place to go lay down. And not every place was blessed with a sick room or a space to let that kid go do that.
That kid never has a fever also.
Which one?
The zombie state that just like, oh, my head hurts and my body hurts, but I don't
know. I mean, I didn't have a fever yesterday.
The fever as the be all end all is.
Yeah, that's why I say I'll respect it. And I realize that sometimes you can be sicker than a dog and not even have a fever.
Some kids just run warmer anyway. So.
True. Yeah. Some kids have a fever even if they're not sick.
Yeah, they're
sick.
In like constant fever mode, but it's normal for them.
Did you ever find that when your time, and of course I'm asking this because the answer that I would be saying for my own self is yes, if you were asking me the question, I found that I started learning more about medicine and sick and injury and illness and symptoms. Like I felt like I got a crash course in being a nurse practitioner during my time in the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. I never knew what stuff was. Analyze booger color so much.
Yeah.
That's just not a thing I thought I'd know.
Hello, I'm Lisa Murphy. I'm not a doctor, but I play one at childcare.
Yeah. I distinctly remember this one time. It was one of my first few years of teaching, and one of the other teachers came up to me and said, hey, I heard you're the one that knows stuff. What's this on their face? And I'm like, oh, that's hoof and mouth. And sure as shit, they called the doctor and they went in. Kid is like, he'll be out. He's got hoof and mouth. You know, like I found that I just started knowing stuff. It was weird.
Yeah. Or at least you can narrow it down for them. Do you know what this is? Well, it's in between a couple of things, but I can point you kind of in the right direction. And
Miss Lisa, is this chicken pox? You know, and you're like, yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably about time we start wrapping this up. We got any other sick comments to make?
I remember one time I had a sore throat really bad And I was really hoarse sounding. And I told the kids I had a frog in my throat. And so they told me to open my mouth.
Oh, yes.
So they could see it.
Well, I think, too, you have that staff who can handle the sick kid and clean up what, you know, the puke or what. And then you have those that have to just leave the room because they're going to be sick
also. If you
also.
Hear somebody barfing, then I'm a sympathy barfer.
Yeah. So you got to have that staff member who can deal with whatever came out of the child. And
I could deal with it in the heat of the moment. Like, right in that moment, I'm in, like, crisis mode. But then as soon as it's cleaned up, I'm, like, over the sink. Like,
well, then what about the staff that won't go home when they're sick too?
Because, yeah, that's what I was just talking about.
We're such martyrs. We make ourselves into martyrs, and
you're not making the environment.
No, and then it's just going to keep going and going and going and going and going. No,
stay home.
Stay home.
Yeah, I'll work the extra hours for you.
When you are the warm body, and you can see that you yourself are like, I'm the warm body today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you're not usually.
I'm here to keep you in ratio. That's the only reason I'm here.
Yeah.
But if you were able to disclose that, like, you're well aware of the fact.
Hey
guys.
I'm going through the motions.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's stuff going on down there.
Oh, shit. Or you're not doing any good if you're in the bathroom the whole damn day.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay at home.
Well, no, maybe you could. I mean, maybe you're wiping some butts and stuff while you're in there. I mean,
maybe it's a stall situation. You just kind of line the kids up against the wall. We're okay on ratios. They came to the bathroom with me. Why?
20 minutes later, the kids are like, what the hell?
Bring them some markers and color on the wall. Yeah.
Hey, listeners, it's time for us to go. But if you.
Nah, it's time to go. Get it?
Oh.
I'm feeling better.
If you enjoyed this conversation, I really urge you to go back and listen to episode 286. That's some awesome funk on your leg.
Oh, shut up.
Where we talked about Lisa's fungus.
on my foot.
No, your shin.
My
lower
shin.
Front
shin.
If you enjoy the puke talk, you might enjoy that. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for supporting the show. We love it when you go on the Amazon through our link and buy stuff, because you get stuff and we get a little bit of support for bandwidth and podcast stuff. And that's awesome. And we love it when you share the show, because we want to keep the listenership growing. Dig ya. Back soon. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.